And with that, we would move to our last agenda item, which is the sort of wrap up and board comments. And as I said before, on item three, it appears that we didn't really all agree on exactly what we had voted on. So I think we need to reopen that and do a do-over there. And I think from what I've seen, there was disagreements between Joe and Brenda and Chandra on that. So I'll go to you first, Brenda, to
I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here. So I'm wondering if we could just keep this simple and just ask Cal, are you willing to come back to a future board meeting with what you and your staff see are options in terms of expediting this issue?
Chair, can I answer? Okay.
Of course.
Okay, this is Cal again, State Forester. Yes, Brenda, I think we need to answer that question. But I have a couple of timing questions. One, we're supposed to do a mid-course correction in October, and given the PFA implementation, we have to do rulemaking, we have to hire people this summer and start getting it deployed. October would be probably, and we would know better what the future looks like by then, we think. And then we have fire season that we have to contend with this over the summer. So October would be best, but if that is not expedient, I know time is of the essence when we talk about endangered species, I'd like to hear some feedback on that. But I think as an agency, I would prefer to do it by October if possible.
But I think that would be, sorry to but in here, but I think that would be part of the feedback that I would like to see, Cal. You know, these are the options, and this is the timing that would allow us to move more quickly on this topic.
Yeah, and Chair Kelly, Joe Justice, I'm fine with that. I just want to, you know, the PFA is such a huge lift, and we got to recognize that. And currently, I mean, trying to hire people, trying to hire staff, I'm acutely aware of how difficult it is to bring on contractors, bring on staff. I don't know, Cal, how many people is the department down just currently, right? So all I was trying to make is the answer from Cal may be it's not possible to move this forward. And that's all I was trying to say. It could be the answer. I agree. If we can expedite any of this work, I think we're all in favor of expediting work for sure. It's just, I think there needs to be a recognition that we're not, you know, trying to tell the department without knowing exactly what it's going to take to make that lift. That's my point that I was trying to make.
I'm going to take that we're all okay. So we're at the point where we have put into our board meeting schedule an opportunity for us just to bring up any other things that you'd like to comment on based on what's gone on during the day. Also, our time to really comment about anything that worked or did not work in the meeting, anything we would like to do differently. I spoke, you know, first thing that I'm going to be working with Cal and Hillary on trying to make life a little easier on us and on and her and her staff before these meetings. So I think you'll see some changes there. What else? Anything else from anybody? Go ahead there, Carla.
Thank you. You know, I think for me, Chair Kelly, just the sheer volume of everything we've got going on is, is pretty monumental that we kind of step back and say, okay, let's really be sure we do these things right. You know, we've got $1 billion-plus lawsuit. We're trying to come up with a large fire fund to segregate that from our daily operations. We've had $260 million of large fire costs in 2 years. I don't think any of us expect low fire seasons going forward. I'm very concerned about our ability to find the firefighters and the labor and the heavy equipment operators that we're going to need for this fire season. I think we need to be really thoughtful about that. I think MGO and the financial oversight, we're getting our arms around that. But you just think of all the initiatives we dealt with today, you know, the HCP, FMP, Marble Murlet, PFA, WUI, Forest Plan for Oregon. That is monumental in itself, let alone, you know, the labor pressures, inflationary pressures. BLM wants lower costs. I mean, who doesn't? The counties have inflationary pressure, need for more dollars. So do we. I just think you add this packet together and boy, it's a complex equation.
Thanks, Carla. Stick a dagger in my heart.
Well, I mean, that's what we've done today is a complex equation. And so I think we just need to be really thoughtful for our staff on behalf of the staff. How much can they really do? How much can we really afford to do? How much can we really find people to do? And just, you know, it's what we're all dealing with in business. It's the same deal. Mm-hmm. And I just think we need to be really thoughtful and reflective on that.
Okay, thanks, Carla. Liz?
I guess what I learned out of this is I keep thinking, how many times does someone have to tell me before it sinks in? How many onboardings do I need? But I finally got to the point where I'm understanding where all these documents attach and how they tier. And now that I know that, and I heard Carla, now I'm thinking maybe I didn't want to know that. But I, in listening to one of our first presenters today, both Bob and Heath, and I think it was Mr. James, talking about what they went through and what they accomplished. One of my favorite poems is "The Man in the Arena," and it says, "And I do a shout out. I wish they were here to hear this, but I will shout it out to us because I think this is where we are. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of the deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually, or woman who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat." And blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short and again and again, but there is no effort without error. So I'll just, and it goes on, but that's, I love that. And I offer it all to y'all.
Oh, thanks, Liz. Brenda, then Ben.
Thanks, Jim. I thought that I was the resident cynic in this group, but after Carla's list of things, I feel like I might be one up. So, Carla, thanks for that. It's a lot. That's what I'm feeling. It is a lot. And I think Carla hit it on the head. It's between the 400 and some odd pages of reading, plus trying to keep track of everything that's going on. Speaking of sustainability, I'm not sure it's sustainable. You know, we need to think about a different way of being sure that we're doing it well, as Carla pointed out, but also getting it done. Anyway, I'll stop there.
You know, Brenda, it'll be interesting, you know, because our with the workshop that we'll have and with Governor Kitzhaber, you know, who has really brought that issue forward. He wonders about our governance structure. And again, it really won't be up to us if there's future changes, but it's appropriate to talk about it. You know, is this system gonna work for the reality that we have today, this governance system? Can any state forester be successful with what's all on their shoulders? All of those are conversations that should happen. And Ben and then Cal.
Thank you. I have a couple reflections on today. And one, I just wanted to go back to something Brenda said earlier in the day think around the WUI that we should be using looking through the lens of our carbon and climate change plan in all the work we do. And I think that dovetails work that we're setting at FPFO and sort of the conversation we just had with Cal about sort of Cal maybe helping to set some direction for the department to create some lenses through which to look at the world around us. And I just wanted to echo that and agree with that, that that is a lens that I think we all, put our stamp behind. And I think it's important that it be front and center for all these decisions. And along with that, I just have a lot of gratitude for the work that's being done by staff in this department. And we're volunteers, we're complaining about the workload we have, and it's real. And I will put my name right there too. It was pretty overwhelming today and getting ready for this meeting today. But it rings a little hollow when I see the work that the staff has on them and the work that we have put on them, the work that the legislature and other outside groups from all over the place are putting on the department. And I just am full of appreciation and gratitude for the phenomenal work that everybody is doing. Short-staffed, overworked, you're appreciated. So thank you.
Okay, Cal, then Mr. Justice.
Well, thank you, Chair Kelly. I really just wanted to say a couple of things. And first off, I wanted to say thank you to the board. Your countless hours of volunteering and your input is valuable. And I've been in your position, and I just want to thank you. But reflecting on the day, we've had a lot. It was a high workload. But we had some great things with Congressman Blumenauer. But I also wanted to respond to Chair Kelly's remarks about the timeliness and the adequacy of what we deliver so that our board and our stakeholders are well informed before we have these meetings. And I agree, we need to improve in that area. A couple of Fridays ago, I think I inquired to Hillary how many staff reports we had, and I was very surprised how many were not delivered. And when I inquired about that, I found out there were things like legislation wasn't passed yet, waiting for DOJ. But those are excuses, and I don't want to lay on those. What I do want to do is tell you that we are committed to improving this situation. I'm going to be working with my director's office. We're going to start with a Jim Kelly approach, and let's begin with the end in mind. We need to define what is timeliness. We need to define what's adequate. And we also need to talk about that in terms of 400 pages being delivered to you that you have to read before this meeting. Is that overkill? Is it adequate? I think, that's two paperback novels, and perhaps you would rather read two paperback novels than read some of the stuff we send you. So also one other thing, when I was on the Board of Forestry, Chair Blackwell said, let's look at the agenda. And I don't know if we need to look at the agenda. I look at what's on the agenda, and I see a lot of it driven by legislation and so on and so forth. So it's complex, but I want to seriously take a hard stab at this. We need to do an assessment where we are, what has caused our delays, and start crafting a pathway forward to take care of that. I can't say it's going to happen overnight, but I am committed to do that as a continuous improvement project. So thank you, Chair Kelly. I appreciate you reminding me the needs of the board.
Okay, yeah, and I would say 400 pages was adequate, certainly. Okay, Joe.
Thanks. I'd have a lot more to add to all that. Good conversation. This meeting was kind of a wow meeting as far as the volume of it, frankly. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for the fellow six other board members on this in this meeting, and staff and the state forester. The group that's working together here, I'm always optimistic leaving these meetings and hearing the discussion, and I feel good about that. I think we also have to remember the work that we do is imperfect, and it is, by its very nature, is we're trying to move closer to being better all the time. And I think you always have to think, hey, that's what I always fall back to. And I feel somewhat overwhelmed by the volume and the, and everything you're trying to accomplish. But that's really all I want to add. I thought it was a very productive meeting, good meeting a lot. And thank you. Thank all of you for the hard work that you do.
Okay. In that case, I'll close out with a similar comment. And that's just, you know, periodically now I get asked, oh my God, what's it like being the chair of the Board of Forestry? I've heard, you know, that's such a difficult board and all. And I just say over and over, oh, it's just totally different. I have a great board. So, and I tell people how dedicated they are and that they all work really hard. So all things that are true and that I believe. So thanks to all of you. And I think we're all ready to kick back. And it's been a long day. All right. So with that, this meeting is adjourned. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Take care.